Far from the battlefields of Afghanistan, a new weapon is now ready to be deployed in the treatment of the mental trauma caused by war. This therapeutic garden has been specially designed for combat stress, which works with ex-soldiers battling what the charity calls the invisible wound. The garden has nowhere where a bomb could be hidden, and no red flowers. That's the colour of danger. The designer, Fee Boyle, whose husband suffered PTSD, says she wanted to create a sanctuary.
It's designed so they can come outside, they can sit, they can feel safe within their environment. There are clear sight lines everywhere, so wherever they sit, they know they're not going to be ambushed.
Memories from the front line still haunt Glenn Taylor, who served in Northern Ireland and the Balkans.
Nightmares, flashbacks and intrusive thoughts, feelings of low self-esteem and also a general stigma that's attached to an ex-service member with mental illness, which for a proud service man like we all are, we find that pill very difficult to swallow.
Glenn Taylor believes the garden, which will be recreated at Combat Stress's headquarters in Surrey, will help in his recovery. With the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the charity has seen a 72% increase in referrals over the past 5 years. It needs all the tools it can find to treat them.